Hello, we're reading from lesson number one, All is One, from the North American Convention 2019, All is One, excerpt number one, Awakening Towards the Creator's Invitation. What can we add? Of course, as it says about the Creator, I'm first, I'm last, there's none else besides Him, and so on and so forth. So, of course, first and foremost, it's Him who has created and arranged everything and is awakening us. This is what we mean by getting an invitation, but how do we respond to this invitation? How do we come closer to Him? How do we get in touch with Him up to the point where we reach connection and adhesion and His degree? All these things are things that we have to discover and realize. Please.
Number one, from Rabash, letter 76. It is known that the whole earth is full of His glory. This is what every person should believe. As it is written, I fill the heaven and the earth. However, the Creator has made concealment that we cannot see Him, so as to have room for choice. And there is room for faith to believe that the Creator fills the worlds and encompasses all of the worlds. And after a person engages in Torah and mitzvot and keeps the commandment of choice, the Creator reveals Himself to him. And then he sees that the Creator is the ruler of the world. Thus, at that time, a person makes the king who will rule over him. That is, a person feels that the Creator is the ruler of the world. And this is regarded as a person making the Creator king over him.
Meaning that the Creator hid Himself from man. And when and to what extent does He reveal Himself to man, to the extent to which man keeps the mitzvah of choice? What is that? We talked about it also on the previous lesson, which is to see that the Creator is the good that does good, above the desires and thoughts that we have against that. And if a person carries the choice out this way, then to that extent he discovers that he is the good that does good, but already in the corrected kelim in which he has made the choice.
Except number one, Rabash, letter 76. It is known that the whole earth is full of His glory.
Meaning that we're inside the white light, inside of none else besides Him, that everything exists inside the Creator.
As it's written, I fill the heaven and the earth. However, the Creator has made a concealment so that we cannot see Him, so as to have room for choice, and then there is room for faith to believe that the Creator fills all the worlds and encompasses all the worlds. And after a person engages in Torah and mitzvot and keeps the commandment of choice, the Creator reveals Himself to him, and then he sees that the Creator is the ruler of the world. Thus, at that time, a person makes the king who will rule over him. That is, a person feels that the Creator is the ruler of the world, and this is regarded as a person making the Creator king over him.
As it says, as if you have made me. So, the Creator, He arranged everything, and He hid Himself, by doing so, giving man choice, to be able to reveal him according to equivalence of form, where he works on his desires that hide the Creator up to the point where he reaches the quality of bestowal or faith, and then when he keeps this, or he does this mitzvah of choice, then he reaches an opportunity, a state where it's possible to reveal in man's kelim the matter of the Creator, which is called "You have made me." That then, the Creator makes the then man makes the Creator king over him. So, please, the question is: how do we, in what steps, do we reach the end of correction, as it says here, really, in a few sentences? It is known that the whole earth is full of His glory. Write it down if you don't remember, and talk about it. This is what every person should believe, as it is written, "I fill the heaven and the earth," that the Creator fills everything, that there is no place that's free or vacant of Him. However, the Creator has made a concealment so that we cannot see Him, so as to have room for choice, to see that He is the one that organizes, arranges, controls everything. And this is in order for a person to have, to make room for choice for man. And then there's room for faith, meaning man reaches bestowal. What is bestowal? Like we've learned on our previous lesson, that I accept that the Creator is the good that does good, that I raise myself above my will to receive. And then I discover that really the attribute of bestowal is what controls everything, and I do it myself, meaning I continue it. This is what it means that the that man makes the Creator king over him. And then I realize the mitzvah of choice, and I crown the Creator over me. And by doing so, I reach the end of correction. So, let's talk about it, about this entire process. Let us please see this entire text on the screen. On the entire screen, thank you. Read it again, Niv.
It is known that the whole world, that the whole earth is full of His glory. That is what every person should believe. As it is written, "I fill the heaven and the earth." However, the Creator has made a concealment so that we cannot see Him, so as to have room for choice. And then there is room for faith, to believe that the Creator fills all the worlds and encompasses all the worlds. And after a person engages in Torah and mitzvot and keeps the commandment of choice, the Creator reveals Himself to him, and then he sees that the Creator is the ruler of the world. Thus, at that time, a person makes the king who will rule over him. That is, a person feels that the Creator is the ruler of the world, and this is regarded as a person making the Creator king over him.
Question. What does it mean that after a man keeps the commandment of choice, the Creator reveals Himself to man? Please. Everyone talks, even together. The main thing is that you'll start kind of feeling the question and the answer.
A person begins on the first step to be similar to the Creator, and he chooses every time again. That's the first step, this choice, to understand that there is an upper force that governs.
To me, it sounds as though the commandment of choice is only in faith above reason, and within reason, you always deny the upper household, and above reason, probably. There is such a place where you can feel none else besides Him.
Every time we need to choose to see the white light, none else besides Him, good that does good. In that gap that's revealed between the desired state and the current state, that's where the Creator answers and reveals Himself.
Yeah, and what does it mean to reveal? That probably man at some point starts feeling that he doesn't have the ability to justify the Creator, he doesn't have the strength to do it, he can't adhere to the white light, upper degree of none else besides Him, the good that does good, and then he asks for the strength to be able to do it, not for himself, but to justify the Creator, and the Creator revealing Himself, it means that He gives him the strength to be in faith above reason.
The choice is that we agree that from now until the end of correction, I have nothing to be impressed by what goes on in my will to receive. It doesn't matter what, we put it aside. And as soon as it's bad, then it's easier. But when it's good and it supports spirituality, then that misleads and gets you drunk from that. But from that point, you start working on the white light.
That the Creator as if doesn't steal our work, and we have to be an active part to be the created beings, and then He can reveal Himself. That's how it is, because He can't do the work instead of us, like the example Rav gave, that you can't do your child's homework because then he'll never develop. So He can reveal Himself only after we do this exercise of trying to reveal Him.
To reveal Him, like the friend said, that I choose every time anew. How do I choose to adhere to that same state of none else besides Him, good that does good?
And in order to begin this work anew every moment, you need the friend's help, otherwise we're lost.
There is much more to add other than to be grateful and have gratitude for us reaching these states, to have these thoughts.
Maybe that the Creator reveals Himself, it means that He wants to advance man, for Him to serve further vessels of mankind, of the friends, and then He gives him luxuries, meaning gives him additional revelation of the light of Chochmah, or for him to have the ability to pass it on and advance all of mankind.
To be adhered to the quality of bestowal, not to be impressed by anything that happens in my will to receive, in what goes on inside of me, but to really battle to be in under the upper light, as you can call it.
The struggle is every time upon the revelation of additional ego that I want to reveal Him in my vessels of reception, and actually in the intention in order to bestow above my desire to reveal Him, can He be revealed? It's a kind of game or the commandment of choice. It's actually not to receive in my ordinary vessels of reception, but to switch it.
That same war is that same state, to see that we're already in Ensof, in the corrected state, in the whole state, and to constantly fight to remain in that point.
It's not exactly clear how does it work that we return to the same point every time. I have a feeling that it's not something that I can control.
Except number 2, Bala Sulam, Introduction to Tas, item 4. It was said about this, Lord, the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. You support my lot. You placed my hand on the good fate to say, take this for you. It is indeed true that the Creator Himself puts one's hand on the good fate by giving him a life of pleasure and contentment within the corporeal life that is filled with torment and pain and devoid of any content. One necessarily departs and escapes them when he sees, even if it seemingly appears amidst the crack, a tranquil place to escape there from his life, which is harder than death. Indeed, there is no greater placement of one's hand by him than this, and one's choice refers only to the strengthening.
Where do we see in our life that the Creator puts my hand on the good lot, and the only thing that I have to do is to strengthen? What does He put my hand on the good lot in, and how am I supposed to strengthen myself in this respect and continue and carry on? Please.
Now is a great example. That the Creator put our hands on the good fate. Everything's clear and known what we need to do. We have readiness, we have a desire. And we will need to maintain this, to strengthen it throughout the day between us, most likely. We have enough experience to already know that there is a gap between what we feel in the lesson and what you have after. And that's exactly the place where we need to constantly choose again and again.
Yeah, and let's appreciate each moment that we have in order to exert, work on our connection. Now the Creator put our hand on the good fortune, and it's all up to us. How much will we want to get a mutual yearning for the reforming light during this lesson? It means that we're strengthening in this.
That the good fate is actually to be on the Creator's side and not to identify with the animal and not being impressed by any impression or lack of impression, because the second you choose the good side, the light, and the friends are there.
Fate or lot, it's really the ten. It's the ability to come out of myself and to reveal this in practice through the connection with the friends. Were it not for that, there'd be no way to connect to what the Kabbalists talk about. It means that the Creator arranges the transition to Him through the fate, through the ten.
If I connect what Gershon said and what Shai said, that Gershon said that what it's about is connection, then the question is, do we create such an environment and choose this force of connection every time again? Our actions in the ten that hold man and keep him in it, and that's what we need to keep, to hold on to, this importance, this greatness that you've chosen, this good fate, this good life, and that's only choosing the group that can save a person from this world.
Just to strengthen each other throughout the day, there's nothing else to do. In actions, in prayer.
The option, the ability to tie everything to the Creator, anything that connects to reality, to the upper force, that's what enables us to later on choose in that prayer.
Excerpt number 3. Rabash Tanta. One who wants to taste the good taste in life should pay attention to his point in the heart. Every person has a point in the heart, except it does not shine. Rather, it's like a black dot. The point in the heart is a discernment of nefesh, soul, of gdusha, holiness, whose nature is a vessel of bestowal. However, she is in a state of shchinah, in the dust, meaning that a person regards her as nothing. Instead, to him, she is as important as dust. Again, excerpt number 3. One who wants to taste the good taste in life should pay attention to his point in the heart. Every person has a point in the heart, except it does not shine. Rather, it's like a black dot. The point in the heart is a discernment of the nefesh of Kedusha, whose nature is a vessel of bestowal. However, she is in a state of Shekhinah in the dust, meaning that a person regards her as nothing. Instead, to him, she is as important as dust.
Through what do we increase it? How do we give strength to the point in the heart? We only have a point. We got some kind of awakening to connect to the Creator. What else? How can we add strength to that? Go on.
Through envy, lust, and honor in the ten. That the pact between us is that we want to awaken each other all the time.
First of all, we do this exercise, we divide ourselves in two parts, and we don't get impressed even from the awakening of the point in the heart, because that too goes to the wrong vessels. And from that point, we try to connect to the friends and to start feeling the points, their points in the hearts.
Through envy, lust, and honor, and connecting in the ten.
By realizing the exercise today, like David said, divided into two parts, part of the Creator, part of the created being, but we only want to engage.
Rob, is everyone talking? Everyone should talk together at the same time.
Okay, it's great happiness already. It's a great action. It's faith above reason, like friend said. Jealousy.
And not into the air, but to your friends. Like, sometimes you talk that way, but that no one hears, but you're all talking. So, let's go. Do it.
When we try to place it all to the Creator, like we have in the exercise, to see that there is none else besides Him, and that He's good, that does good, then we have, by that, a point in the heart.
And it's good that we have the shots and the gabai, these systems, which allows us to advance the ten. That each of us will be able to add whatever forces he can and pass them on to others.
And we delve deeper and deeper into the white light where we meet the friends. Feel that while we, as we annul ourselves, we connect to them.
It's really true that only in the ten is it possible to attain the forces and to reach that zero, because you yourself can't always justify everything and accept everything as coming from the Creator, that He is the good that does good, and that you're above all the states, and so on.
Excerpt number 4, Rabash, from the article, The Point in the Heart. It is written, "And let them make me a temple, and I will dwell within them." This pertains to the point in the heart, which should be a temple where the light of the Creator dwells, as it's written, "And I dwell within them." Hence, one should try to build his structure of Kedusha, holiness, and the structure should be able to contain the upper abundance, called abundance, poured from the giver to the receiver. However, according to the rule, there must be equivalence of form between the giver and the receiver, so the receiver, too, must have the aim to bestow like the giver. This is called action, as it is written, "Let them make me a temple," where the acting applies to the clay, to the vessel, and not to the light. Since the light pertains to the Creator, and only the action pertains to the created being.
Rob, how can we reach a state where the Kli becomes like the light? Please. Everyone's talking.
By forming a deficiency one in the other, the more deficiency we have, we'll be able to get the abundance.
How do we reach a state where the Kli becomes like the light? It's if we connect in a way that will really be like 10 sefirot, we'll be able to shine to each other. I don't know what that is, but I hope we'll.
When you try to work in love of friends,
we want, right now, in our common effort, to awaken the upper and to ask him, to demand of him, to turn us into a Kli that's like him. And each of us now in Darvut wants to make an effort for the Creator to hear our common melody.
Excerpt number 5. Bala Sulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. This is because the Creator does not think of himself, whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations and such other doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well when it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated from him and will never achieve equivalence of form. This is what our sages said, let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator. That is, dvikut with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not yield this goal of dvikut. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit your fellow person. At that time, you will achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, as all his actions are to bestow and to benefit others. So you, all your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others. This is the complete dvikut.
Meaning, it suits what we talked about yesterday and also today, it's the matter of limitation. Meaning, not to think of oneself, because this does not exist in the Creator, it doesn't exist in the complete attribute of bestowal, but everything outside of me. How do we do it during the day? How do we realize it? Like we said, that in the upper part, that I'm all the time in bestowal, because I'm in adhesion with the bestower, without any interference on my part, without me interfering, in short, right? Gershon, is it clear? What do we do all day long? Good, so talk about it. What are we going to do today, during the day, in order to reach the complete adhesion in each and every state? Like the Creator, he doesn't think about himself whether he exists or not, or does he? He who wants to achieve equivalence of form, it's forbidden for him to think about these things that obviously the Creator doesn't think about them, because there's no greater disparity of form. Therefore, anyone that thinks about these things, meaning he has any kind of thought about himself, surely he is disconnected from the Creator. Is that clear? Who disagrees? Raise your hands. No. Not that bad. What do you disagree with?
Not that I disagree.
No. I asked who disagrees. If you want to twist the question, then...
I don't want to turn it around. I want to ask about the exercise today. How can we help each other?
I don't know.
How do we work together?
I don't know. We didn't talk about this. When will we finally understand that you have to be very pinpointed at the question and accordingly the answer?
You mentioned it now.
I didn't talk about it. What did I say?
How we are in this during the day.
If we talk about it, that's it.
So I'm asking how we can help.
I don't know. There's something that you have to scrutinize. Who else was there? Good.
No.
Yeah.
There's something here that I don't agree with. Why can't I enjoy what the Creator gives as is? Why do I need to disconnect in order to reach the point of there's none else besides Him?
Disconnect from none else besides Him?
No, to that point of none else besides Him. Why can't I just enjoy what the Creator gives? And that's that. In the will to receive. I enjoy, I suffer, I have pain. It comes from Him that I enjoy it.
It's not called that you're in Dvikut.
Why not? That's what I'm asking.
Because you can't be in Dvikut if you examine your situation from your kelim.
Why not? If you gave me a will to receive that I can receive pleasure from.
So enjoy. Only it's unrelated to spirituality.
I'm asking why.
Because the will to receive changes all the time. And all the time it experiences pleasure from separation and not bestowal. And therefore it's unrelated to the Creator or spirituality. So enjoy. This is your own business, but it's unrelated to our work.
Because it doesn't belong to the values of bestowal?
Right. Because in values of bestowal, how to put this? You don't change in the values of bestowal. You only go and add, and in your will to receive, you're all the time going through different changes as the will to receive awakens. Good?
Ken.
Yeah?
Rav, many times, a mother that has a baby, she doesn't really have the time for the activities, and because it's difficult. And then they say to her, first of all, take care of yourself, and then you'll be able to take care of your baby.
Care for yourself. It's not forbidden. Everyone does what he sees, what he thinks is good. What we're talking about is how can we achieve the very first point of adhesion with the Creator, which comes by me annulling my will to receive. I can't cancel it, but I don't take it into consideration, and I'm adhered to the upper light, that whatever I receive, that's perfection. This is the very first point of how to go into conception. If we'll do these actions, several of these actions, then we will be beyond the boundary between corporeality and spirituality. And through that boundary, we'll start elevating our vessels of reception for them to be in order to bestow, that they'll be past that boundary. And this is how we'll grow as an ubal, an embryo. Right? Good. Let's go.
Excerpt number 6. Rabash, Purpose of Society 1. We gather here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of oneself. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for divinity to be among us.
How can we, from day to day, and during the entire day, do we more and more appreciate the group so that it'll become the Shekhinah, the place for the revelation of the Creator according to our equivalence of form with Him? How each and every day are we concerned with building the Shekhinah in the group? Please. All of us talk about it, and it's what we do during the day. And the realization itself is also by that same limitation that we talked about, because what we talked about in regard to the act of limitation, it's building the Kli. In the meantime, and the Bchinat Ibur, discernment of the Ibur.
It's like when you're flirting. Like, on the one hand, you see how it is from the side of the Creator, how they look at the group, how they see the group is beloved in their eyes, and same from the group towards them.
Yeah, because really, only if we raise the importance and we help each other to give each other the importance and the greatness of the Creator and His qualities of bestowal, this is the only thing that will make us want to be in that, from that point of calibration where we build our mutual Kli and where we see that there's just one source, that there's none else besides Him, that He is the good that does good.
I need to act the next degree of the importance of the group towards the friend. Every time what I feel, plus one. To show it, to project it, and then this game, it will become true when it returns to me from the friends.
To be engaged in love of friends, to show the friends virtues, to show the friends around you how this or that, how great this or that friends are.
Excerpt number 7 from Or Veshemesh, article Vayechi. The essence of the assembly is for everyone to be in one unity and for all to seek but one purpose, to find the Creator. In every 10, there is divinity. Clearly, if there are more than 10, then there is more revelation of the Shekhinah. Thus, each one should assemble with his friend and come to him to hear from him a word about the work of the Creator and how to find the Creator. He should annul before his friend, and his friends should do the same towards him, and so should everyone do. Then, when the assembly is with this intention, then more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse, and the Creator approaches them, and He is with them, and great mercies and good and revealed kindness will be extended over the assembly of Israel.
Now, before the North and South American Congresses, whether I'm at the Congress physically or I'm in mirror Congresses in different places, I heard that there are many places in the world where friends are getting together, many friends. How am I supposed to prepare myself? So, like he says, that divinity dwells in every 10, and the more the 10 are, the more the revelation of divinity. And each should enter his friend and hear from him about the work of the Creator and how to find the Creator and so on. How do I direct myself at working in the group, in these big groups, as this being a very big opportunity that such we have only several times a year? And how do I prepare myself to bestow to them, and to the extent to which I'll bestow to them, I'll also receive from them? In short, How do I prepare myself for the connection, for the convention, that this will bring me closer to the revelation of the Shekhinah? Everyone's talking.
In everything we need, we have to help each other be in that inclination towards the well-being of the friends, the thought of the friends, the request from the Creator for the friends. The more we'll be in that, we'll discover the correct deficiencies.
We have to understand the responsibility that the Creator put on each of us. For us to be integrated in different groups, that it's not for us, but it's for a person to do all that he can to give friends an impression that will live in them, that the friend that comes from afar, to give him all the possible strength to bestow and inspire him. And this enlivens our connections, and a few years later even you recall how it was. And this network of our connections, it's really important, and we should sustain it between all of our friends in the world Kli.
The first direction for the work is to connect himself to the friend, and now it connects to what Rav spoke about. All the dots are connecting. We got a gift, and as soon as we do start gathering together, then you start feeling him, and we need to come like a vacuum cleaner towards the friends, to their deficiencies, to maintain this neutral point of what I'm going through, and from that maybe resistance to come and be a vacuum cleaner and vacuum all the desires to your own.
Rob, suppose that the Shekhinah really dwells at the convention. How do I prepare myself in order to reveal her towards me, to integrate in the convention, to be so integrated there in order for the Shekhinah to be able to reveal itself to me? And sure, it happens whenever we meet, but especially on these big meetings. There is a big, strong upper light. It's present. Everything's there. How do I not disrespect it? How do I elevate, raise my sensitivity towards it, and when I'm with there, how do I feel the upper light that dwells in everyone, the Shekhinah that dwells in everyone? How do I reveal that to myself and also take it from there when I go back from the Congress? How do I do all of this action? To come, participate, take, return. Let's go.
That also really depends on preparation, the exercise we started. That's what we come to the Congress with, not to feel ourselves, but to try and feel that same divinity. And we're accumulating this, we're building this up towards the convention.
We really want to increase our common yearning. So the best advice is for us during the day to talk about as much as we can till the Congress, to talk about how much we want for it to happen, that we're really yearning for it, that this is the only thing that we need for the force to come and glue us together, for us to be as one heart, and give us such a feeling that we'll never separate, that we never did, and that we're always with the Creator.
Rav said yesterday that the lesson at the convention in the desert was strong because we came with a deficiency. So similarly, we need to prepare our deficiency for every group in the world, regardless of where it is, that we're coming to the convention with a great deficiency to every lesson. And from that, we will discover more and more in every lesson.
Two parts. The one is that we raise each other's importance towards that. We talk only about the greatness of the Congress, the friends. We tell each other about the efforts that friends are making. Listen to what Rav is taking us through in terms of the materials, the preparation for the Congress. All that draws the light to work on man. And the second thing is practically in the ten. Maybe go over the study materials during the day, write questions, talk to groups in the United States to see how can we better integrate with the friends from the world Kli that are already living this, living it out.
We need to remember and to remind each other the matter of limitation, that it doesn't matter what my state is, I need to constantly care and be concerned with the state of the friends so that they will have the deficiency, the desire, the need to connect and to discover the Shekhinah that's between us. And we are in the intention in order to receive when we don't feel it.
And we have to be sensitive to it because the Shekhinah is in the connection between us. And the more sensitive we'll become to that, to our relations, to my attitude towards the friends, the more room it'll make for us to invite the light, for it to correct our relations, and for the Shekhinah to reveal himself there.
What's so special about a Congress in comparison to the daily? There's an awakening from all the world Kli that's getting together towards this one mission, connecting around it, and the good result we want to get out of this is living in that sensation, in that effort for our entire life. And that every single event will be, is an innovation, and we'll ask from the Creator to give us that strength for eternity.
Yeah, and for this we need to hold on to that point where we divide ourselves into two, because you can feel the Shekhinah, the Creator, only when you're in the friends, not in yourself. This is the point that we have to keep all the time, to be indifferent towards what you feel and to be focused on what you have to do according to what Rabash says.
In every connection that we have, any opportunity for a connection is gratitude that can just expand limitlessly. Because connection with that same divinity, the opportunity to limit what you think is needed, but every single state is an opportunity for a connection. And that is a true springboard.
Yeah. And this springboard is really taking a leap into our common prayer that's made out of our mutual efforts of each of us trying to annul himself and to care only for the friends. So whatever you do will always be aimed at adhesion and giving contentment to the Creator. The efforts, this is our mutual, our common prayer, and for us to come to the Congress with one big prayer.
Questions? Questions from the world Kli, go ahead.
Turkish, vakasha.
Turkish.
Merhaba Rav, merhaba Dünya Kli'si. Benim bir sorum vardı. Rav, biraz önce kişinin gün içerisinde kendini sıfırlaması gerektiği konusunda bir soru var gün içerisinde. Peki bir koşulumuz da var bizim bildiğimiz gibi. Ben kendim için değilsem kim benim için? Bu ikisi arasındaki bağlantıyı nasıl kurabilirim?
Nihat is asking.
He's asking if throughout the day everyone has to help everyone else. We learn that we have to help each other, but also I have to look at my own life. No one will do it for me. How is it possible to make these two conditions meet?
We're always in this split. We're always in two worlds. Besides, towards the upper world, we have vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal. We have Ibur, Inika, Mochin. We have many such parts in our work, stages in our work. What can you do? Right? And in our world, you have work, you might have a house, something else you're doing. It can't be a single thing. So you do it. You do it. You just need to scrutinize what is the most important and what is necessary. That necessary for me is to work, to get my necessities together, Because it says, if there is no bread, there is no Torah. And if there's no Torah, there is no bread. Because I need to care for my spiritual development. Otherwise, what is my corporeal life worth? They end without any result. So you need to combine this and that. Okay?
Good morning, Rav. Rav, we see the strong preparation that you're doing in the tens as preparation for the Congress. The question is, what's the difference between the Congress and the daily work that we do in the lessons, in the tens?
Work in the ten daily is the work that remains in the tens. And what we do at the convention is that connecting many, many people to seemingly to a single ten. Like we read, where was that? That the main part of the gathering is for everyone to be unified. And to ask for the Creator, and the Divinity dwells in ten. And of course, if there is more than ten, then there is more potential for revelation of the Shekhinah. So we ask you all to join the Congress. We'll have a greater force that will influence all of us. And that is how we will advance. Each one will be able to reveal Shekhinah in a very easy way. That's the presence of the Creator. It's called Shekhinah, divinity. We're very close to it. According to what we prepared ourselves, we can truly start to sense the revelation of divinity and tens, also individuals within the ten. Okay? Okay, that was Chadera. Now, Asia.
Good morning, friend.
Morning.
How can I be in a state of limitation and help the friends to prepare for this big congress where we can reveal Shekhinah between us? Is there any connection?
At a convention, we are in a state of limitation because we are included above our own heads in everything that goes on at the convention. I include myself with them. I forget about myself. I want to include myself there without any of my own mind and heart, to absorb everything I can from them. Because if divinity is in them, if the upper light is in that mass of people, then for me, that is like the Creator. And if I'm included with them, I have the opportunity to be included with them because they are people that I am together with in a single process, in a single thought, in a single desire. If I'm included with them, then through them I get revelation of Shekhinah. That's the easiest, simplest. They are as a transition, a conduit between myself and the Creator. It's like a single ten, that if I integrate it into it with such intensity, I can then reveal the upper force. The easiest, the simplest from all the different things we have. That's why I really, really ask of you, whoever can come to the Congress, I'm talking first of all to friends from America, come to the Congress. Be inside, be there. Because to get this impression of you when you're distant is a lot harder, if even possible. I'm not talking about people like Moscow, Kiev, that they're gathering in their places that they can't come. And they have large gatherings at the location, mirror congresses. Okay, yes. Moscow.
на испанском задам в рамках подготовки к конгрессу в Мексике. Nosotros preparado para un congreso.
I'll ask in Spanish.
Y queremos hacer una pregunta para todo el mundial.
We want to ask a question for on behalf of the entire world CLI regarding the Mexico Congress, the Latin American Congress in Mexico.
El logro del objetivo a todos los amigos en CLI mundial.
How can I give all the friends in the world CLI the confidence that they will achieve what they want in the Congress?
Talk about it, everyone. Awaken their hearts. And today, before these congresses, if we want, we can connect to such an intensity that it will just turn the world upside down. No doubt. You don't feel we have that potential? So it all depends on us. We have another week, so let's make an effort. Today, in the gathering of friends, in the Shivat Chavarim this evening, and in all the days we have left, and North America, come all of you, come to the Congress. Come all of you. Physically come and be included. You won't have the opportunity to be included virtually. It's not the same. Whoever can come with all of their might should come. Canada, United States, please. To Mexico, we have people from all around North America, from the very south of South America, from Brazil, Chile, Argentina. Okay, yes, Lior. I would also recommend all of our campuses, all of our students, doesn't matter what level they're in, I recommend them to connect.
Exactly about that. First of all, we'd like to update regarding mirror congresses in Israel. So, during the Mexico Congress, groups from all over Israel will meet in their centers for big, strong, meaningful mirror congresses. We're asking for the friends from the groups to invite all their friends, the friends from the that are studying with us in whatever framework that they're studying. And on the second New Jersey Congress, we'll invite all the men from all around Israel to a very strong men's convention here in Petah Tikva to support New Jersey. Both we, the friends here from Israel, are calling upon all the friends from the United States to come physically to the Congress in the United States, and let's make it big time.
More. No, lesson is over. Are there any more questions about throughout the day, how we realize our destiny? It's clear? Okay, good. So what are we doing throughout the day? Go on. Yes, you.
We're adhered to the point of none else besides Him, the good that does good.
Above our vessels of reception, until we feel we have contact with Ein Sof, and we demand nothing other than this point of connection. Yes? Okay. And we don't demand any greatness or any change, only to constantly adhere to that point. And between us. Okay, let's try. Read that article again. And that's it. And we'll talk about the convention. What are you preparing today for the Shivat Chavarim? Who's responsible?
Lemata or Lemala? Lemata. Vemda.
Where
is he?
Oh,
he's preparing himself. He's in the kitchen. Okay, so what else do we have left? That's it. Okay, you'll get all of the content related to the matter of limitation, of restriction. Please read it throughout the day as much as you can, and then that way we'll advance to that first state. Okay, now it really is within our reach.
Can you recommend when we meet on Zoom, or until the Zoom meeting, it's clear what I'm supposed to do. On the Zoom meeting, what should we do in order to strengthen the exercise?
To read again this short article, again and again and again.
Should we talk or just read?
Even reading it without talking, but everyone's listening. Until again and again and again it's included and it will penetrate. There are many points there that you'll suddenly see that a word here is suddenly connects to something else. Good luck. And?
Announcements! The World Yeshivat Chavarim this evening, 6:45, we're inviting all of our friends from the World Kli to get together, come together on the World Yeshivat Chavarim. Thank you to all of our viewers. And introductory lectures all around Israel. We're happy to invite you for the upcoming introductory lectures that will take place all around Israel. And for further information, contact us. Kabbalah made simple. What? Is my fate predetermined? If I already took my life into my hands, then where? Relationships, family, money, career, is there something beyond that? What's the purpose of everything that we're doing called life? If you also have similar questions, I would like to ask you to join me on a special course where I will introduce to you to the wisdom that has changed my life, the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Shira.
Let's sing.
Преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. skies.
Look up to the sky.
'Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright. Step into the light, because together we can.